Blog Talk Radio.
Not going there twice. But it's amazing how in much I remember. Like, I just, you walk in, it just seems like I totally remember, like, last time. It feels like I've just been there. Yes, it's been since last Memorial Day. Not this Memorial Day. Last Memorial Day. Shockwave has crashed, okay?
What's that? Reload the shock.
A shock. Something flash.
You think that's a good scene in the Carolina League? It's good because they
that
get...
That was a crappy atmosphere last night. And they won, and they seemed happy about it, and there's...
They don't win a lot, you know that. They don't win a lot, you know that.
No. And how many people were there? 4,500?
5,400? They average... What do they have? They get a Carolina League attendance.
What do you mean? Their attendance?
Yeah. I had it up. I think it's like 3,400. Check it. You must
type in Carolina League?
Carolina League attendance, yeah.
She said this?
Yeah. I had it up before. I checked it yesterday, but.
This is the whole entire Carolina League?
Yeah.
That's huge. So there's what, 10? They play the same people over and over again? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them? The biggest average, this is pretty good. It does. Frederick Keys. Is that in Florida or something?
No, that's in Maryland.
They average 4,800, which is pretty good. Winston-Salem Dash, 43-63. Wilmington Blue Rocks, 42-16. Myrtle Beach Pelicans, 34-66. Carolina Mudcats, 30-76. Salem Red Sox, 30-31. Potomac Nationals,
29-22. Potomac? Yeah,
but... Lynchburg Hillcats, 18-18. That's the sort of ones that will get shut down. Now, last night, though, we saw 50-something, right?
Yeah, it will tell you that.
How?
Does it not? I guess it just tells you the turtle.
Let's see when 2005, but they were the average. Average attendance, same deal. Wilmington Blue Rocks was 48-10 back then. They led.
Was it the first year? When was it first?
First year up here.
They're still good.
League all-time attendance record was broken in 2012. And again next year.
Where's the Carolina League office? Let's see that. League info.
North Carolina, Greensboro.
Who's the president? John Higgins.
John Hopkins. That's a funny name.
Why?
Like Johns Hopkins University.
Kent Young, that's Johns Hopkins. So, yeah.
The league was started in 1945.
You don't like, you wouldn't like playing the same 17 forever and ever again?
Roster limit, 25 active, 35 under control. Okay. Number of games, 140, exactly right. So, the division structure, there's two of them. In the north, you got the Frederick Keys, which is the Orioles. Lynchburg Hillcats, which is the Indians. Potomac Nationals, which is the Nationals. Wilmington Blue Rocks, which is the Royals. In the south, you got the Carolina Mudcats, which is the Braves. Myrtle Beach Falcons, which is the Cubbies. Salem Red Sox, which is the Red Sox. And the Winston-Salem Dash, which is the White Sox.
Yes. So that's... The thing with them, they their schedule is weird. Look at it. Wilmington, they don't play like weekend series. Sometimes they'll go one and out.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No, it'd be easy if you go to the Wilmington schedule because then you could see it more succinctly.
I don't remember seeing that, and I've been to the schedule because I printed it all out.
I know, but sometimes go back to the beginning of April. See?
Yeah,
man.
Frederick for three set, Myrtle Beach for four, five set, Frederick for three set, Salem for three set, four set, Frederick a three set, Carolina, I don't know about this, four set, Lynchburg, three
one.
Set, Myrtle Beach, three, two set, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Kick out. Go to train. I tell you they do.
They don't seem to do it.
This is scintillating conversation
it's
for
not,
the million.
It's not. Lynchburg, three set. Winston-Salem, four set. Salem, three set. It's not. Sorry. What do you want me to say? Can I also say this, though?
What?
Should we be doing a rankings thing of this like we did with the basketball or no?
Didn't we do rankings of it last
year? The City Six tour that we went on last year, and completed.
I think we should do that every single year. That's the easy thing to do. You have connected at least three of the six. Or four, right? If not Drexel.
But yes. This one.
What?
What is going on there? But this tour, small tour, but we have lots of tickets. That's the thing. We still have so many tickets.
Yeah, what do we...
Tickets that we have way more tickets than we're going to use, that's for sure.
Yeah, what do you have tickets?
Four Reading, and then a whole other six-banger for Reading. I guess the Blue Rocks, we still have our fraudulent ones, but you don't have the nerve to have me ask, so I'm not going to bother.
Yeah.
Then we have Thunder.
Yeah.
So that's really our...
We're still good at there. Yeah.
But where do you rank the Blue Rocks in terms of these others?
It's a solid minor league stadium. I would say nothing earth-shattering, but it does.
Last night we saw two awesome things.
Well, you can say about the stadium, Mike.
I know.
I think the stadium is nothing special to blow your socks off, but it's not bad. Wouldn't you agree?
I would say. I really love that stadium. I really like it a lot. All these parks I really like.
It
makes me want to build a park and run a baseball park.
It's very cheap and very close, so you really can't beat this. Right?
I mean, it's not as close as going to Philadelphia. Because
it's like
I
what?
Really have to pass and then keep going
35 down. Minutes away.
No, it's an hour. And it said it took 45 coming home, but, you know. I guess it's every bit of 45 minutes.
Yes, it is.
That last night, I mean, with all those Cub Scout packs sleeping over, that's awesome. And then a little fireworks show afterwards, that's awesome.
They do that every my game.
And they're doing the fireworks again tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Presented by Wawa?
Yeah. Wawa does a lot with this minor league team.
And I get my dollar off my shorty. Which I'm so happy about.
Oh, yeah. If you just
I actually thought I was going to get my own free coffee, which would have been more.
Where did they give you that? Leah,
I thought, I was actually thinking during the game, well, I wonder if I'm getting a free coffee after this. And I thought that's what I was going to get. Maybe they just mix up what they're giving, because that's actually a better deal. Because I went to, I think my coffee yesterday was $1.80. It wasn't, I didn't use a refill. Wait a minute. Yeah, I didn't use my refillable. It was $1.80.
What's the refillable?
My refillable cup, you know.
Yes.
You just go and get a refill. That's a little less. So they've gone up again. It was my refillable with tax $1.35, I think, before. But now it's more. Because they go up every year. The same exact weekend, I think. They
what
up,
weekend?
When
is it? When is it?
It just happened like 2-3 weeks ago. It just happened. They hit you up in the middle of Hoagie Fest. Oh, by the way,
can you like complete a Wawa CEO?
They give you the same week every year. They give you the free coffee, whatever day that is. That's on the same day. It's like their anniversary or something. Then they give
you
the same time frame. They do the two for threes and the two threes. That's the same deal. Then they have the same time frame every year. They give you the sizzly and the coffee for a deal. It's like it's all.
Do you see the Hoagie Fest almost over? Mercifully
over. Don't say that. I haven't hit it up nearly as much as you. I don't ever take advantage of the hoagies because I don't feel like I deserve my stunt, my body.
Could you look it up when it's over for the listening audiences?
What, hoagie
bet? Yeah.
I think it's like 26th.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is it going to be on? Let me take my guess first.
It's you said 29th before, but.
I'm going to say August 28th. All right, that's my guess. Do you have a guess?
That's probably right, but we'll check it.
Wawa. Oh, you best. Dude, I can probably just type in Wawa and go.
Who gave him sandwiches?
Wawa Hoagie Fest returns, blah, blah, blah.
When does it start, Fred?
All right, look, this is probably the Philly voice. There's a little ad about it. It's best time of the year. The summer solstice, the official beginning of summer 2016, and the first day of Hoagie Fest fall on the same date, which proves that it can't truly be summer until Wawa starts serving $4.99 sandwiches. Starting June 20th, grab 10-inch classic hoagies at a discount. Any variety of Wawa's hot, cold, and breakfast hoagies are part of Hoagie Fest.
What's the June
20th, Wawa reward members can get Hoagie Fest pricing early. Well, the rewards is annoying. You got to load money onto the card, which means they're...
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Like, I don't think they should be holding my money. this was not a good one.
I think that's what we should do.
This is
different. This is grilled 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 grilled
grilled grilled grilled grilled grilled grilled grilled grilled grilled.
What's on the sriracha sandwiches?
A week. I just told you about my what I think about the rewards, right?
You just told me that, yeah. You just complain. I think that's what we should.
I
think that's what we should do. A complaint show that will get a lot of calling with your complaints about Wawa.
People aren't going to do a lot of complaining. That's, why is this not Giant talking about Hoagie
Fest? They'll do a lot.
Does anyone know when the Hoagie Fest ends?
Labor Day.
Look it up. Wawa, Hoagie Fest, end date.
Brutal. This should be.
Philly boys. Go to the Hey Wawa. Hey Wawa.
This show today is really awesome.
Really great. I'm really enjoying it a lot, and we're getting no calls. I think the system might be broken.
2014 Barstool Sports. This should be like so. It's prominent when you go in.
Go to the hashtag.
Hey, Wawa, when is that?
Yeah.
Idiots. This is right in the Wawa. I'm gonna like Wawa. I like them. I like the other little breakfast communities out there. Last minute Wawa runs are always a good idea. Of course they are. What just happened?
He flicked me.
Tom, are you serious? Why would you do that, you idiot? Stupid. Adventure Aquarium, I'm going to like that, too. Hershey's Chocolate World, I'm going to like that. Hershey Park, I'm
going to
like that.
We are on a liking fest today here on a sports show.
I did, like, some little thing pop up on Facebook.
Maybe.
Alright, begin your week with a Sizzly Ray 2 for $3.33. Oh, now it's starts this Monday 8:20. What the heck? Plus 3. I think you need to start enjoying your morning off right.
When did it start? That's simply the 2 for 3:30, St. Louis. This Monday?
We're trying to announce that year to date 2016, the wildlife population is
yes, the Brent Salick video.
Oh, tight end Brent Salick talk football and Wawa.
Oh, you didn't see this Brent Salick Wawa video?
Was he hot pretending like he wasn't him?
No, he's just making all sorts of football-related jokes and things. Telling where to take the notice in. You want to see it? Let's hear it for the fellas.
Is this it? 2 seconds long?
No. Get it up.
Yeah,
friend them up.
He's getting on here?
Yeah, welcome him. Can we see what he posted about? How many likes did you get on that picture with the blue rock?
The furry guy?
Yeah. No, no, no. We'll do it. Yeah, that's good. That might be one of my. Yeah, that is a good picture, though. Great picture.
Smiling.
I don't even.
George Hankins, one of my favorite stadiums.
Yes. Hello. We'll get through all those comments later. Nothing to do in there.
Blog talk. Yeah, we got someone in the queue.
No. No. I think the phone system is. I think you should call up.
Well, I'm on the air right now.
Well, I want to see if the phones work.
God, Smith's on. I hate that, Elliot. Fall in love with someone, one bite at a time. Try our key line donut and a baker case today. It's going to be a great day, but first of all, I'll share your Wawa Max Burger.
Yeah, well, there's a cream smoothie there.
This will hold you the Eagles, of course.
They have Wawa there. They were at the stadium yesterday. They're getting this.
Oh, we finally got a cousin call. Here we go.
Yes, welcome in, sir. They do up there. You just gotta look for them. They're not prevalent. They are down in Wawa. Hello, sir.
Jamie.
Oh, hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
All right, we're on our way to Avalon, James. We got the cars packed, and we're on our way here. Carter, I'll let Carter go first.
All right, Carter, let's hear it.
How many games do you think the Eagles are going
to
win?
Well, I still think, like I've been saying, it's no more than 9. I would probably say 7-9. 7-9. With the ceiling of 9 wins.
What do you have happening weeks 1 through 3, Jamie? I might have missed it if you went game by game, but just give me the first 3 weeks here through the Pittsburgh game.
I think they'll win maybe the first 2 and lose the 3rd. I'll be nice and generous. I think Chicago and Cleveland, they could beat them and lose the 3rd. That might be a little too generous.
RG3 doesn't scare you.
No, he doesn't scare me. Absolutely, with the amount of time that it says, even though he looks very good in the preseason here so far. But I think that that's no Josh Gordon when you see him. I think that we will be able to generate enough pressure and make him scramble for a win. What do you think of that? I think that's a good idea.
I agree. I'm right there with you, James. Jamie, I'm also a little worried about the receivers here. How many of these guys, how many catches are you going to give to Aguilar and Darrell Beckham Green? How many, what do you think, 50 each or less?
Oh, I think you should be very, 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 very worried about the receiver. You should be. I think maybe, 44 each? Is that good enough? But I'm not even comfortable doing that because I'm just not seeing it with Aguilar in the preseason so far. No one can get open. You know, you're good football. You watch the games. I struggle to even give them that when they can't even get off the breaks and get open.
I think you might be right, unfortunately. 44, I'd be very happy if they both got there.
Yes, I'd be elated, but I do not see that happening either.
Jay, switching gears to the Sixers, did you watch any of the any of our guys who are on these other teams? So Rodriguez, I watched the
Spain
game yesterday, and Sarge, what was your takeaway
from
our guys abroad?
I see Sergio Rodriguez lighting it up. He was trying to keep Spain in the game. Yes, he was. I was happy to see that. He's had up and down games, but his flashes are looking good, and he will have to look good because he's
fighting. He had that move to the basket where he slapped Jordan in the face, and they actually called him on it.
He had that yummy move to the basket. So he better look good because he's going to have to be our starting point guard. So I'm liking what I'm seeing, and hopefully he just keeps getting, he can get used to the NBA back. Acclimate with the NBA game nice and quickly, and he could give us a nice scoring punch.
If you got time, did you watch any of Saric? I didn't get to see as much of him as I would have liked. What did any takeaways from his performance?
Thank you, sir, and we'll say goodbye to you. I do think that Saric did have good points, but he did tend to fade to the back in the East. In these games. But I think at points, give it him.
What did he have to leave for?
He's going to Avalon. Give it him.
Where's he going?
Avalon, New Jersey.
We're in the Avalon period of his year.
Yes.
He loves it.
He does. Just a nice Atlanta year, which is part of the way to do it. I'm saying Sarge, he faded to the back.
Did he have a good Olympics? I mean, besides his big block, I mean, I didn't watch him anymore. Did he do all right or not good?
He did, like, typical Sarge things under the basket and moving.
Yeah, he's definitely bigger and stiffer than I thought when I was listening to what he's going to be like, but we have a bunch of big people on that team, man.
Yes.
Gonna be interesting.
Are you gonna buy a package? Yes, you are.
No problem. They bother me every day.
They do.
We can go down when we want to go down. Want to climb it out here?
Yeah, we're done. Thankfully, goodbye.
Back at it.
What? All right.